So the garden is, you know, it's growing. It's hot and we're getting a lot of rain. You know, I actually haven't really been out there much. It's really, there's so many mosquitoes and bugs and the heat and the humidity, and I haven't had time. But it's really quite amazing. You know, once you establish a space, you throw a few seeds in there, and, you know, even if you forget about it for a while, you come back and stuff grows. I can say there's not much clearing in the pathways anymore because stuff is just overgrown. But for me, as one person, you know, I'm getting cucumbers and tomatoes and herbs and greens, and a lot of the greens that I eat are actually just grow here anyway. There's nothing major planned. I just planted some late tomato seeds because it's just so hot that I figured that, you know, I don't know if what kind of season we're actually in. And I planted some late string beans, and I put some old bamboo dryer rack up there just to so they would have a trellis. You know, I'm cleaning out a lot of that thing got all moldy and stuff, and I wasn't really using it anymore, but actually works quite well as a trellis. Never really thought about that before. So I guess one of the things that makes me sad for moving here is for all the effort that I put into the garden here. I hate to leave it behind, but it is a nice thing to leave for the people that might move in. Of course, you know, I don't know around here how many people appreciate a compost and a vegetable garden, but you know, this piece of land is kind of private and rural, but around me is pretty much a, I don't know, low to medium income, middle class, suburban neighborhood, and you never know. Maybe it'll just attract those kind of people. So, yeah, so it's growing, and I'm not out there much. I spotted some morning glories growing on the ground, and the lilies are out, and I'm getting more cucumbers than I can possibly eat, so I think maybe I'll try pickles.